Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, Rebbe, that if even though you don't need bias mayim inside the mouth in the beis hastorim, but you need royal bias mayim, so chatzitz apostles in the beis hastorim. So there's a machlekes Taisus in the Reitz Ruach. Taisus is mashma beferish, the last Taisus on Amud Aleph going over to him, but Taisus mashma beferish that it's a din deraisa, learned that from the psukim. On the one hand, it's a brach that says called besara, called as marbe even the beis hastorim. And on the other hand, it says, what does it say on the other hand? V'yodav lo shatav amai, v'yodav mi baroi, v'kol mi baroi. So the Torah says, you don't need biasman, but you need roi the biasman. The Ritva writes beferish that it's only the Rabbanan and Yeridei, they quote the Ritva Shita. So someone raised a question that the Mechaber writes the following, that if, based on the Gemara, the Mechaber quotes a din from the Gemara, if a person was tovel in the mikveh, and right after he comes out of the mikveh, 5 minutes later, he finds a chatzitza on the surface of his body. So it's a sofik. Maybe the chatzitza developed after the tefillah. So the tefillah was good. Maybe the chatzitza was there from before. So that's sofik deraisa l'chumra. So we say that the loyosa l'tefillah. Sofik deraisa, the tefillah is no good. What if the person was tovel, unless you have a... the Shulchan Aruch has, unless they made chafifa before and then they were painting afterwards and then he put two and two together. Obviously, the chatzitza came afterwards. The Gemara has exceptions to the rule. What if the person was tovel in the mikveh and then they find the chatzitza in between their teeth and they're not sure whether that chatzitza was there before or after? And there is no rov one way or the other, real sofik. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch that you go lohakel. Why do you go lohakel? So isn't that a dead giveaway that we assume like the Ritva? So how come it's not more Yodua, that the din is like the Ritva? So Moshe in his writes a tshuva about this. So he has a lam de shavart. He says, if you have a chatzitza on the outside of the body, means that there never was a tefillah in the first place. You have a chatzitza in the beis hastorim, you don't need bias mayim over there. So the word is, there was a tefillah, but there's a poisel. So whenever there's a suffix, if there was a tefillah, so the person is becheskas tuma. But if the chatzitza is in the beis hastorim, then the person was tovel, so he's becheskas tohar, and it's a suffix if there's a poisel. So that's called becheskas tara. You know, the suffix was maybe the chatzitza was there from before, and the tefillah was not oila. Tefillah was not oila because chatzitza is a poisel, that's why. So that's considered becheskas tara. That's Alam de Shevart. Because several of the recent Achrayim from 100 years ago want to say we should adopt the position of the Ritva. And they don't all say, isn't that what it says Beferish in the Shulchan Aruch? That if there's a Safir Chatzitza in the Beis HaStorm, you go to Kula. So apparently somehow they all felt that you can't really prove from that. So that's where Moshe explains why, because that's called the Cheskas Tara. The tefillah was good, but there's a suffix. If there was a paisel, yeah.
Why is the suffix deraisa? Isn't the chatzitza only deraisa if it's ruvel or matzen?
Ah, yeah. So what if there's a chatzitza on the outside? It also won't be. Also, you go lakula. Also, go lakula. I don't know. Yeah, that's a good point. Why should you ever go lachumra, even a chatzitza on the outside of the body, if it's only a miut? It's only a chatzitza with the rabbana. I don't know.
Didn't the Mishnah
last year
that there's a suffix how you understand what
Rubo
means? Is it
Rubo Shal Eber?
Didn't
the Rambam quotes Shitas HaGaonim. The Gemara learns that Vrochet says called Besara Bamaim. So the Pasuk Vrochet, if it would say Besarai, let's say a person has long hair, a woman has long hair. So Vrochet's Besara Bamaim means you have to be tovel the body, so you can leave the hair out. So because it says Vrochet's S, Es ha-tofel ha-psar, es is marba the seir. So the Rambam has a machlekes with the Goinim. What does that mean? So the Rambam says that, let's say, all the hair is painted. Someone painted paint, and you can remove it. It's a chatzitz on the hair. Every single piece of hair has paint on it.
It's not over the body.
But it's not the robe of the whole body. So that's a machlekes, the Rambam in the Geonim. Usually the Rambam doesn't quote the other opinions, usually only quotes one psak. Here he quotes himself, machlekes, himself and the guy.
It's not by all the vessels. It's only by the hair, or it's by each eved. It's only by the hair.
That's what we're getting to. So the Rambam holds that the potzik es atof al b'saras marba, that seir is kegufo, and you need tefillah and the mikvah and the whole guf with the seir together. When you calculate rov, it has to be the rov of the whole body with the seir. So even if every single hair is full of a chatzitza, it's still going to be only a miut of the whole tefillah. And it's against the goyim, because the goyim are of the opinion that if you have rov of the hair as a chatzitza, so that's already chatzitza, even though it's not a rov of the body. So now there's a question, what did that mean? So Rav Velvel Soloveitchik has in his Sefer on the Rambam, he says the machlekes, the Rambam, the goyim is, what were you marbe from es? Es ha-tofel. Es is always marbe something that's tofel. Like, es ha-shem elokecha tira. Es is a riboy. So what do you marbe? Who else? You should fear God and fear the assistant to God. He doesn't have any assistant. He doesn't have a board. There's only one God. So the Chazal said, es ha-tofel la-kodesh bohu, tamir ha-chachamim, are supposed to be tvelim ta-kodesh bohu. We assume Tamir Chacham are closer to Rabban Shalom than most other people. Or it says, "Below Yochel Es Besor by Shara Nisko," that it's also Bachilah. So what else? Yochel Es Hatofel Besor goes on the or of the Shara Nisko is also Asabano. Is that what the Gemara says? Es always might be something that's tofel to the thing that it's next to. Es Hashem Lekechatira is something that's close to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, means Tamir Chachamim. That's the Maral Miprag points that out. The Chazal assumed that Tamid HaChachamim are closer to Rabban Shalom than other people. And Bereshit Barakim, Esa Shemaim, Esa Aretz, Esa Shemaim, all the things that are connected with the Shemaim, Esa Aretz, all the things that are connected to the Aretz, everything that's tough. So here also, Brochatz, Es called Besar Bamaim, Es HaTofel Besara goes on the Seir. So the Rambam understands that it's Marbe, that it's part of the goof. You need tefillah and the whole goof with the seir, all one din tefillah. And Rav Velvel Soloveitchik assumes that the goyim held that it's two different dinim. There's one din of tefillah on the goof and one din of tefillah on the seir, and you calculate the seir separately. That's how Rav Velvel Soloveitchik assumes. And the Meiri, where was the Meiri? The beginning of Erev, the beginning of Sukkah. The Meiri, when the Gemara quotes this din, Es HaTofel, that the seir also needs tefillah in the mikveh. So the Miri says that according to these Geoinim, you treat every Aver as a separate unit. So if you have a rive of a chatzitza of ink on the tip of the pinky, or the middle part of the pinky, or the bottom part, each unit of the finger is a different Aver, so you treat each Aver separately. So if you have a rive of the tip of the finger, that'll constitute a chatzitza, even if it would be on the belly. That's a miut. That's nothing. But if it's a roiv of the tip of the finger, the roiv in the middle of the finger, it'll be a chatzitza. And based on that, that's what they said, that the minig, the women developed a minig, that the makbid, they remove all chatzitzas all over the body, or to, if it'll be a little chatzitza of ink on the tip of the pinky, that there it would might constitute a roiv. So even if it's on the stomach, around the chest, they're also chashish, they take off all the chatzitzas. That's what the Chumra is based on. Yeah, but it's still not going to be. It's still going to be only the Rabbanan. Yeah, that's the Shaila Chatzitzis in the Beis HaStor. So some of the recent Gedolim from 100 years ago, so they say, well, to begin with, it's already a trade Rabbanan. It's only a miut, a makbitz, a miut is only the Rabbanan. That's only Beis HaStor. So it's a trade Rabbanan, which is more kal than a chad Rabbanan. So if you have any slight tzad lahakel, so there's room to be made. So the Shah is, what if you have, let's say, stitches? The dentist did some kind of treatment, and they have stitches. So if the stitches are under the gums, under the surface, so that's a Mishnah. Whatever's under the surface is not considered a chatzitza. But if the stitches are above the surface, so then it should be a chatzitza. So there's a Gemara in Yevamos and Daf Ayin Ches Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says, if a pregnant non-Jewish woman converts and she's tovel in the mikveh, so the baby is going to be born later, the child that will be born, assumes whether a boy or a girl, so we assume he won't need tefillah in the mikveh. He's yotze with the tefillah of the mother. So the Gemara says, why? So the Gemara alludes to the fact that there's a machlokes hatanoim, And the question, how we pass whether ubi yerachim or ubi lav yerachim. See, if you hold ubi yerachim, anicha lamandom ubi yerachim, babies ke'evam evarecho, so he's not a separate goof. It's all one goof with the mother, so the mother was toivul in the mikvah, so the tefillah is good for the baby. But if you all like the opinion, ubi lav yerachim, so the two goofim, two separate goofim, so let the mother's goof be a chatzitza on the baby's goof. So the answer is, well, the baby is not makpid. Baby's very happy to be inside the mother's body, so it's not a chatzitza. So the Gemara says, and even though if you have rubai ve'eno makpid, it's not a chatzitza minatorah. Minatorah, you have to have rubai u makpid, but kulai is a chatzitza, even though it's ain't a makpid. So the Gemara says, over here, the uber inside the mother's body is kulai. There's mamish, no part of the uber's body is touching the meha mikveh. So kuloi, even though it's ain't a makbid, it's a chatzitza deraisa. So that's what the Gemara says. If you hold uber lav yerechimoi, so the two different gufim, so the uber needs his own tefillah in the mikveh. How is he yotze the tefillah in the mikveh? The mother's body should constitute a chatzitza. So the Gemara says that hainu revise. The Gemara says over here is hainu revise. What do you mean hainu revise? That's the natural growth of the baby. He needs to be on the mother's body. So the Rishonim extended it from that Gemara. The Mordechai is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. The Mordechai quotes the Balei HaTosfos who extended it. Whenever medically it's recommended to leave things the way they are for health purposes, so that's not considered a chatzitz. So if the dentist put in stitches and you really need it, the stitches are still needed. Let's say the dentist said the stitches are only needed for 3 weeks, and after 3 weeks, if you want, come to the office and I'll take out the stitches. They're not going to dissolve by themselves. So after 3 weeks, you really don't need it. So then after 3 weeks, then it should be a chatzitza. They're not really needed medically. You can't say hainu revisa. The shot is, what about within the 3 weeks? So the Gemara says hainu revisa. The Gemara is talking about a baby inside the mother's body. So some achrayim said the baby's inside the mother's body for 9 months, or at least 8 months and a little, the beginning of the 9th month. So since it's there for such a long period of time, so maybe it makes sense to say hainu revisa if it's going to be there bikvius and you need it. But if the woman only needs stitches, woman, the man, whoever it is being toivel in mikveh, if the person only needs the stitches for a couple of weeks, not for, they say, 6 months, you don't, the baby's going to be there for 9 months, but you don't know when the berish and his guy, when is she toivel in the mikveh? Is she toivel in the 1st month? Or she toivel in the 8th month? So they say, maybe if you're going to have a chatzitza that's going to last, that's medically recommended, that's needed, for 6 months or more, so maybe that's considered hainu revisa. But if you only have a chatzitza that's needed for a couple of weeks, maybe you should wait to be toivel to lift. Maybe it's only if it's there kavua. That's a shaila. That's a shaila. So some insist that it's only if it's going to be there for 6 months or more.
Help yourself in stitches. You can't go longer. If they're not dissolved yet, and you don't need them, you wouldn't be able to go according to
should be a chatzitza, yeah, because you don't really need it. We only declare it's not a chatzitza, calls man that it's really needed. If I'm not mistaken, I think there's a steer in the tshuvas of Rabbi Moshe Feinstein. One tshuva says it is a chatzitza, one tshuva says it's not a chatzitza. Rabbi David Feinstein said that he was there when his father wrote the tshuvas, and he said one case he was talking after the 3 months are up, one case talking when it's still needed. Calls man the stitches are still needed, then it's not considered a chatzitza. After they're no longer needed, then it is considered a chatzitza. There are those who claim that that if the stitches are not going to come out by themselves, you need a doctor to take it out, you need a mumcha to take it out, then even if you didn't take it out, that's not called a chatzitza. So Ramosha didn't agree with that. Ramosha doesn't like that idea, but there are others who are like that. Yeah.
What if you have something in your mouth for cosmetic purposes, but it's not strictly medically necessary? Would that be a chatzitza?
Cosmetic means to straighten the teeth out.
Right.
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know. Got to think about that.
Isn't that very common that people with braces?
Yes. So a lot of times they wait. A lot of times they wait to go to mikveh, or they take out the braces. Let's say we had a girl wanted to convert, and she was wearing braces, so she waited another 2 months till she took out her braces, and she converted. Then she was toivel in the mikveh.
Does she have to wait 2 years?
No, you're not going to wait 2 years, okay.
What?
Well, the braces are attached.
Yeah,
you can't remove them. Okay. The stomach is attached. The stomach is also Hanu Revisa. It's going to be there for a long time. Then you say Hanu Revisa.
Did the Mordechai give a shiur for how long? Or did
he not? I don't think the Mordechai gave a shiur. No, he was talking about a strange case. Yeah.
Right.
So anything that it would be medically dangerous to take out, so they would. Well, that was medically recommended that you need it, yeah. So, higher release, right. Okay. Okay, let's start the next Mishnah. The Perek began Hoisha Niknis, and then it spoke about buying an Ebekneini, buying an Ebedivris, and I was going to talk about buying Behemoth, and buying the Talplim, and buying Karka, and buying Karka and the Talplim, Kinyan Agav, Tilchav Tesam and Aleph, where we're going to talk about to keep it out of the aim, a totally different topic. Okay, then about how is Hegdish Kaina, fine. Okay, so now we're going to talk about how do you acquire ownership of a Behemoth. So Behemoth is Metalplim, you can kind of Metalplim, Halacha Lamaisa, you kind of Metalplim either with Hagbor, or with Meshicha, or with Chalipin. Chalipin works with Karko or Metalplim, fine. Either Hagbo or Meshicha, fine. Is there any relationship between Hagbo and Meshicha? So the Gemara in Hamechas HaSfina, Tosis didn't quote it here. Gemara says in Hamechas HaSfina, if I want to sell you a very light item, I'm going to sell you such a cup. So the Gemara said, Meshicha will not be kaina. Since it's so simple to make a Hagbo, it's not so difficult, so Meshicha is not kaina. So you see, if anything more clearly, there is a relationship between Mashiach and Hagbor, that basically, it's one and the same kinyan. That Hagbor means you machnas it into your rishus. The basic kinyan is really chotzer. Igmar and Bob Metzia says you have the two psukim. Minasam biyoda, by get, it says minasam biyoda. Ne'ele liyoda, chotzer minantam ilama minasam. Mikol makom, chotzer is good by get. Chotzer is considered also like Hachnosa Levshusa, like Yad. Yad is good and Chotzer is good. Then it says, by the Ganav, if he must see Samatsa Biyodo Hagneva, the Ganav is only Chayv Beyonce, and the Ganav is only Chayv Kepel if he made a Kinya Geneva. What constitutes a Kinya Geneva? So the Posek says, he must see Samatsa Biyodo, Kinya Yad, and the other Yodo Chotzer Minayin, Tam Lama he must see Samatsa Mikalmakom. So you see, the Gemara learns that from these two Psukim, the Kala Tarakula. If you'd only have the Posek by Geneva, you would think that it's only restricted to Geneva, it doesn't apply to normal Kinyan Metaplim. If you only have the Pasuk by Get, you would have thought it's only a Din Get, doesn't apply anywhere else. Once you have the same Pasuk, the Yad is good and Chotzer is good, both by Geneva and by Get, they make Hatzara Shoveh, you see that in Kola Tarakula, if you're dealing with Metaltalim, so Chotzer is good and Yad is good. So we say not only Chotzer and Yad is Mamash Achnasa L'Rishuso, even if you only do Hagbor or Meshicha, it's also Achnasa L'Rishuso. So that's the Machlekes, Abyechon and Rish Lakish. Is that Minat Torah Mid Rabbanu? So Rish Lakish holds Meshicha Mefuresh is Minat Torah. Meshicha works Minat Torah, that it's called Achnasa L'Rishuso on the level of the rice. And we don't, Pashtus is we don't pass like Rabbi Yechanan. We don't pass like Rish Lakish, pass this is like Tosis. We pass on like Rabbi Yochanan, that Hagbo and Mashiach is only with the Rabban. Yad and Chotzer works, but not Hagbo and Mashiach is only with the Rabban. That's the question. So what about by Get? So Hagbo and Mashiach wouldn't be good by Get, because it's only with the Rabban. It's only Yad would be good. So Yad, if you hold the Get like this, like a diploma, and part of it is in the hand, part of it is out of the hand, Rabbi Kevega writes that the part that's out of the hand is Hagbo, the part that's in the hand is Yad. Unless you hold like this, the woman usually holds her hands together. So if the husband puts the get in like this, so this is Yad, and whatever is above the hand is Abba Yad. So that's a Gemara, just like Chotzer is Kainan, Abba Chotzer is Kainan, so Yad and Abba Yad also Kainan. But the meaning always was, like Tosis writes Beferish in Gittin, that Hagbo is good by get. How can it be good if you hold Hagbo, Mashiach is only with the Rabbanan? How can it be good? It's a pillow. So some Rishonim are of the opinion that when is there a Machlek Zabiech and a Mesh Lakish, Tosis is of the opinion. When is there a Machlek Zabiech and a Mesh Lakish whether Meshicha and Hagboa constitute a Kinyan Deraisa or it's an invention of the Rabbanon, that's only by Mechira, when I'm going to charge money. So Rabbi Yechana holds that Mois Kohen is Dvar Torah, because he's going to pay money. But by Matana, if I give you a Matana, so then there's no money to pay, so you can't say Mois Kohen. So then L'chol HaDeis, there's no Ikuv of the money, so the even Rabbi Yechana will agree that Meshicha and Hagboa work Menator. So that's interesting. They interpret a Gemara like that. We don't have the Tosis. The Mordechai quotes the Tosis in Bob Metzia and Perek Hazov, where the Gemara has the whole Machlekes. Rabbi Yechana Mish Lakish, and the Mordechai quotes the Tosis as interpreting this into the Gemara. One of the Gemara's rice on the Mishnah Me'ilah. So he interprets it in the Gemara. The Ramban disagrees over there. The Ramban holds no, that once you accept the opinion of Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yechanan, that the Meshicha and Hagbar are only with the Rabbanon, see, even by Maton also doesn't work Minatur. Even by Maton only works with the Rabbanon. So that is taka strange. When they invented the Kinyan Meshicha and Hagbar with the Rabbanon, usually you say, call the Tikkun Rabbanon came, they rise a Tikkun. So what in the world is it patterned after? Based on thin air. If you pick up, see, according to Tosfos, if you get a Matana, you call him an Atara, be Meshicha Bagbar. If you Zech Mena Hefker, there's no one to pay any money to, so then Meshich and Hagbol will work Menatara. The only time Rabbi Yechana disagrees with Reish Lakish is if I'm buying Metalklim and I'm paying for it, so then he holds Kozman, you didn't pay, the Mois are Koinis, and then Meshich and Hagbol is not Koinis. Chotzer and Yad do work, that's Psukim, Rasam Biyodah and so on. Chotzer and Yad work, and Hagbol and Meshich don't work. So if you all like the taste is that by Zechem and Ahefker and by Matone, where there's no Mois to pay, then Agbo Meshicha worked Menatara. So you understand, they made a dim in the Rabbanon, even by Mechir also, the same, the Agbo and the Meshicha worked. But if you hold that it never exists on the level that I said at all, so what they invent from thin air, that Agbo and Meshicha is also considered Achnosa
L'Rishusai. Don't you see from Mamad Shloshtan that they do create new Kinyanim without a basis in the Torah?
The Gemara says that Mamad Shloshtan is an exception to the rule, say Hilchas HaBaloi Taima. So what do you mean, Hilchus HaBaloi Taima? There's no reason why they introduced it. So that's ridiculous. So Tosfos gives you all reason. When the Gemara says there in Gittin, Daf Yud Gimel, Hilchus HaBaloi Taima, so Tosfos explains what the reason. Baloi Taima means Baloi Mahalach, that is not Kein Deraisa. But usually you try to say everything is with a Kein Deraisa. So according to Tosfos, we understand very well. So the Tosfos L'Shitasim is not Shver. Tosfos says, Beferish in Gittin, Hagbo Meshicha Agud, by Get, because there's no money to be paid. So they hold that constitutes a Kenyan Deraisa. Rabbi Kivegan should have been Machmer to say Hagbo Meshicha is no good, but he should, why do you have to invent a whole new Hezbah? He should have said that it's no good because Yechoshish for the Ramban. I don't think he says that. He should have said Yechoshish for the Ramban. That Hagbo Meshicha is only with the Rabban even when there is no money to pay. He doesn't say that. He says the only Kenyan that work are Yad Nechotza. The other Kinyan, maybe that's what he meant. According to Tosfos, Meshicha and Hagbo are extension of Hachnosa L'Shusa, the same thing. So the Gemara says there is a relationship between Hagbo and Meshicha. If it's a very light item that one can easily make a Kinyan Hagbo on, then Meshicha is not going to work. So Tosfos here quotes Rabbi Natam as making fun of the Rashbam. Rashbam was the older brother of the Rabbi Natam. Rashbam learned with Rashi. Usually the Rashbam says the same thing as Rashi. So the Rashbam said whenever it's possible to make Meshicha, then Mesira is not kind. So the Rashbam took it that all three are three forms of Achnosa L'Vishusa. Everything by Metaltalim. Yad and Chatz is Mamash Achnosa L'Vishusa, and Hagboa is also considered a form of Achnosa L'Vishusa. And whenever it's too difficult to do Hagbah, it's unreasonable to do Hagbah, then Meshicha is considered Achnosa L'Shusa. If it's a light item, you can easily do Hagbah, then Meshicha does not constitute an act of Achnosa L'Shusa. And whenever, for some reason or another, it's impossible to do Meshicha, then Mesira is considered Achnosa L'Shusa. So Rabbi Natan makes fun of the Rashbam, and he asks, V'chi mitzvah sein, she'mevat l'zu azu, she'en las eselah min ha'mufchor. That's when he makes fun of the line begins with the word min amufcher, with the word amufcher. So what did Rabbi Natan get so upset? That's enough in a Gemara, that Hagboa and Meshicha are related. Whenever you can easily do Hagboa, then Meshicha doesn't work. So that part the Rabbi Natan agrees. That's not because mitzvahs mevatla zuzu ein lasis alam and amul. That's because all four are the same hachnasa v'shusa. Yad nechotzer are literally hachnasa v'shusa, and hagbah and mishicha are considered as if it did a hachnasa v'shusa. So that's a gemara. Whenever you can easily do hagbah, you're not kind of b'mishicha. Rabbeinu Tam's argument was that the Rashbam and the Rashi seems to have held the same. Rashbam learned by Rashi. Usually said the same as Rashi. So Rashbam put together Mesira is also a form of Achnos of Shusa. That's what the Rabbeinu Tam is not happy about. He doesn't think that there are three Kinyonim in the same line. But that's the simple Pirush in Rashi on our Mishnah. Rashi says, Be'emagasne niknes b'mesira. Why b'mesira? Because it's too difficult to expect that he should do a Hagbar. And Mashiach wouldn't work because ain't darka b'kach la'alich olafana. It's not darka b'kach. And Mashiach is only koine if it's kidarka. If you're going to do Mashiach, shaloi kidarka, it's not koine. That's Gemara's in the first parak in Bab Metzia. The Mashiach, shaloi kidarka, we usually assume that when you do a malocha on Shabbos, kalach hayad, it's only the Rabbanon, because you need malachas mashevis. That's in Parshas Vayakel. It says you need malachas mashevis by asiyas ha-mishkan. But all the dinim of Shabbos, I learned that from the Mishkan, so that's why, that's what the Gemara says. The Hilchos Shabbos are not so explicit. Why is not so explicit? Because the Malachas Man Shabbos says by the Mishkan, it doesn't really say by Shabbos, but we derive all of Hilchos Shabbos from the Pasuk of Malachas Man Shabbos that says by the Mishkan. So if you do Kalach Alad on Shabbos, Malach Kalach Ayad on Shabbos, you write with the left hand, that's Kalach. If your person is a writing, he writes with the left hand, it's going to be sloppy, so that's Kalach Ayad, so it's only the Rabban. The Mishnah says if you carry Bein Mimin and Bein Mismol, sometimes you carry a suitcase in your right hand, gets tied, then you switch to the left hand, you switch to the right hand. So they carry, people carry in both hands at the same time, carry two pieces of luggage, one in the right hand, one in the left hand. So the Mishnah in Shabbos says, that's kedarka, not that whatever you do with the left hand is kalach hayad, it depends what you're doing. If you're carrying hamoitzi, bein yamin, and bein mismayla, that's not considered kalach hayad. So that attitude that kalach hayad is only a din, is only a din in Hilchos Shabbos, not correct. Rabbi Chana Vassman points out, you have, in Kol HaTar Kuli, you have cases where we say that the din doesn't apply because you didn't do it kedarka. See, by Mashiach, that's Beferish Gemara's. Mashiach is only kind of kedarka. What about Hagboa Shaloi kedarka? So we learned there was a machloke satanoim, Higbiol Lerabo, if you want to be kind and Ebekneini. So the Ebekneini is Hukesh Lekarka. So karka, the three kinyonim were kesef shtar or chazokah. So gedio the rabba, if I tell the eved to pick me up and to carry me to my home or something like that, that's called the kinyon chazokah. So I can be koinah the eviknani with the kinyon chazokah. What if it be a rabba low? What if the yodon, the nuwodon, is koinah the eviknani by picking him up? So that was a machlokes hatanoim, and the Rashbam and Bava Basra, and that Gemara explained what are they fighting about. So the Chachamim say that Hagbah is not kaina because it's not normal. That people don't normally pick up an Ebekneini. Like picking up an elephant. You'll break your back if you try to pick up the elephant. So so the first Tana holds that since it's not normal that people will pick up an Ebekneini, so that's why it's not kaina. And we don't pass like that. Higbio kinno'o. The Gemara says that's a machlok. Higbihu the Rabba Kenoi. Higbihu Rabba Loi Kenoi. Rab Shimon, not true. Rab Shimon disagrees. So we pass like Rab Shimon. That Loi Teich Chazok Yigdalim Hagbah, Shagbah Kanim B'chom Mokom. Hagbah works even though Shaloi Kedarkai. So there's really a big difference between Hagbah and Mashiach. Hagbah, we pass like Rab Shimon. Hagbah is kind of even if it's Shaloi Kedarkai. Mashiach is only kind of if it is kedarka. Why? So there seems to be a major difference. Hagbor is not kind of because he did a maisa hagbor. We said that most of the achrayim, some disagree. You look in Hilchas Erevin, in Hilchas Shabbos, when you're making the Eruvi Chatzeris, I buy a box of masa, I give it to the next door neighbor, and the next door neighbor picks it up at Tefach, and has mind to be kind of b'shutus for all the Shem Shabbos who live here. Now we're going to move until next Pesach, until Pesach comes. So what do you mean, higbi o Tefach? So my next-door neighbor, usually do it with my next-door neighbor's wife, because the husband's never available. So I give her the box of matzahs, So she's standing like this, so she has to pick it up another tefa. So most acharim hold there's no need to pick it up. If I put it on the table, then she has to pick it up the tefach mal gabi hakarka, tefach hashal b'gabi hashulchan. But if she already has her hand mugba in the air, and then I put it in her hands, so that's it. You know, there's no need for a maisa hakbo. All you need is that the lokeach, the koine, should see to it that the chefer should be mugba a tefach. So since the halacha doesn't really require a maisa hakbo, just the chefer should be mugba tefach, and that's considered the hachnasa limshuso. So even if you do a maisa hakbo, that is in a mishunadika fashion. But the end result is that the chefer tzanikne is mugba tefach, that's okay. Masheni came by Meshicha, the act of the Meshicha is what's the kinyan. Not that the chefetz was nimshach. The maisa Meshicha is the kinyan, so the maisa Meshicha has to be a maisa kedarka. If you do a Meshicha shlo kedarka, you're not kinyan. So let's get back again. The simple reading in Rashi, Poshe Pshat the Rashbam and the Rashi are saying the same thing here. Behe magasin niknas b'msira, how come? Because hakbos is unreasonable. If you do hakbo, it certainly will be good. Hakbo shalaka darka is good. If you pass on like Rapshina. If you do a hakbo on an eved, even though shalaka darka is good. If you do a hakbo on a behemagas, it will also be good. But you're not required to. Not necessary. What about, so second best should really have been Meshicha. But Meshicha Rashi says on behemis is shalaka darka. And the Gemara says, but let's see the first paragraph. You do Meshicha shalaka darka. You're not kind of said. That's why the Chachamim declared. It's not a dim of the Rabbanan. That's why under these circumstances, the Chacham declared that if you do Mesira, Mesira is also considered Hachnasa L'Shusa. So all three are within the same series of Hachnasa L'Shusa. The first two are Mamish Yad and Chatzer, and these are considered as if. Yad and Chatzer is literally Hachnasa L'Shusa, and these three are considered Bahadraga. One is better than the other, and the second is better than the third. These are considered other forms of Hachnasa L'Shusa. You read the Tosis. Tosis has a whole bunch of kashas against Rashi. The Pashta says that Rashi is innocent. That Rashi never said that. Tosis says the beginning of the big Tosis, Pirush Bekuntres, when it says Beim Agasa Niknas Mesira Dafke Be Mesira Be Mamshich Alom Mekanya Dein Tarka Bekach. Okay, that's what Rashi said, and that's based on the Gemara Bav Metzia. The Gemara does say that if you do Mesicha Shaloi Kedarka, you're not kind of. Gemara, in fact, asked the kasha, whenever if you're going to make Mecha Chamemker on Shabbos. If I sell you something, I sell you a television on Shabbos, and let's say I sell you an automobile, and you go into the automobile, you drive it around, you made a Meshicha on Shabbos, he did an Aver, he did Chil Shabbos. So the Gemara says, is that called Meshicha Shaloi Kedarka and you're not Kaina? Because which religious Jew, in the days of the Gemara, almost all the Jews were Shem Shabbos, today almost all the Jews are Shem Shabbos. So the days of the Gemara, that should be Meshicha Shaloi Kedarka, and the Gemara says, no, that's not called Shaloi Kedarka. Shloka Daka means is it abnormal to make Mashiach on an automobile? It's not normal to do it on Shabbos, but that's not called Mashiach Shloka Daka. So Ad Kadei Kach, the Gemara raised such a possibility. Mashiach Shloka Daka is not kind of, they should consider, if you did it with Chilul Shabbos, should be considered Mashiach Shloka Daka. Gemara rejected it. That's not called Shloka Daka. So that's the Poshep Shat in Rashi. So Tosis says, the first line of Tosis, Mashmele Perusho, Ne Mesira Adifa Me Mashiach. Where did he say Mesira Adifa Mashiach? He didn't say Adifa. He said if it's impossible, if it's too difficult to do Hagbor, it's a Beim Agasa, it's too difficult to pick it up. So the Chachamim, Lo Mesara Kasav El Chachamim. Chachamim said, you can't say you need Hachnasa L'Shusa by doing Hagbor. That's too difficult to require. Then what are you going to say? Do Mashiach? No, Mashiach is not normal on a Beim. So the only thing that's left is under these circumstances, Mesira is considered Hachnasa L'Rishusa.
Doesn't it say that Mesira is better than
Mashiach, I think? Yes, that's what I'm saying. That's very questionable. Tosi says, Mashma le Pirusha, Mesira is better than Mashiach. Rashi never said that. Rashi just said, under these circumstances, Hagbah is too difficult to expect that he should do on a Behem Agasa. And Mashiach is no good for a different reason. Not what's better, what's worse. Because it's Shaloi Kedarkai. So under these circumstances, Mesira is considered Achnasa L'Shusa. Then Tosis continues attacking the Rashi. Rav was in the city Kimchonya. So what did he say? So Tosis says, "The Kolsh came with Mesira." Why is Kolsh came with Mesira? Because they made a premise The Rashi holds that Mesira is Adifa Memeshicha. Rashi didn't say Mesira is Adifa. Rashi said Meshicha is not kind of because it's Kalacha, it's Meshuna. It's not Kedarkoi. So Hagbo is too difficult to expect of him. Meshicha is Shalok Kedarka, that's why it's not kind of. So the Masar Kasvel HaChacham said under these circumstances, Mesira constitutes Achnasa L'Veshusa. And then what Rab says, Ve'emagas and Nikvitz Ve'emeshicha, so it means, since Mashiach is possible, so Mesirah is no good. Why did Tosafot jump and say that Kol Shekein Mesirah is good? It's not Mukher Charol and Rashi. Pashto is the Rashi all the same as the Rashbam, what they quote from Bava Basra. So that boils down, that's the Rabbeinu Tam's Taina against the Rashbam and Rashi. But the Kasha Rabbeinu Tam is not such a stark a Kasha, because half of the story says Beferish in the Gemara Bava Basra. Whenever it's an easy item to pick up, so then you're not going to be Mashiach. That's black and white in Gemara. So these two, it's not because mitzvahs mabat luzu and las element amufchor, because it's basically the exact same kinyan. Achnasa l'shuso. So the halacha requires you should do, under the circumstance, should do the best form that you can do. We only consider Mashiach also as achnasa l'shuso if it's too difficult to expect that he should do Hagbah. But if it's an easy thing to do Hagbah, then Mashiach is not considered Achnasa L'shusa. And then the same thing by the Mesira. If you could have easily been kind of Mashiach, then Mesira doesn't work. So they really don't have, Rabbeinu Tam's Kasha is against the Rashi and the Rashbam. Really, it's not that difficult at all. But the Rabbeinu Tam doesn't learn like that, so Rabbeinu Tam has all different shita. He agrees that Mashiach and Hagbah are identical, just one is a stronger form of Achnosa L'Shusa. He argues on the Mesira. He holds that Mesira is not part of that Seder. It's not considered Achnosa L'Shusa. So what is Mesira? So that's what I said yesterday. The Rabban Lichtenstein said Chasen the Torah on this Tosef when he got married. This is by the Chosnes Tish. So he said in the previous Tosef, Dibur Maskel, Be'emagasa, the first Be'emagasa, so in the previous Tosef they quoted a Gemara in Bab Metzia that Mesira doesn't work to be Zechem and a Hefker. Because Man Masalei Delikni. So some Rishonim interpreted, you see from the Gemara Mashma, it's the third wide line in the previous Tosef. So the Man Masalei, who gave it over to him that it should be Kohenim and Mesira. So Mashma from the Gemara, that Mesira needs Miyad V'yad. And that's a Machlokes Rishonim. So how can you say that? There are Gemaras where it appears explicitly that you don't need Miyad V'yad. So Tosis reinterprets it, not that you need Miyad V'yad. The Iker of the Kinyan Mesira really is the Das Makne. So if you're Zechem and a Hefker, Geshem Eis Mein Lo Yoshim, he's being Zechem and a Hefker, so Mesira doesn't work at all. Mesira is not a form of Achnosa L'Shusa, Mesira is Akno Midas. So that's what Rabban Lichtenstein explained. This fundamental Machlokes Rishonim, where the Mesira is the third in the series, the three forms of what's also considered as if it's Achnosa L'Shusa, like Yad and Chotzer is the real Achnosa L'Shusa. And these three, the Hagbah and the Mashiach and the Mesira, are three lower forms of what's considered Kilo Achnosa L'Shusa. Oh no, only the Hagbah and the Mashiach are extensions of Achnosa L'Shusa. And the Mesira is in Gansan a different Kinyan, like Rav Soloveitchik explained by Chalip and Akno Midas. So that's what he suggests. Maybe Man Mosele Delikni, because you need a Das Makna. Okay. That was the Chasen HaTorah. It took him a little longer than I said it, because he had to say it over the Hagemara. He said it over the Hagemara and explain it. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So what does the Gemara have there? So Rab said, "Bei Magasa Niknas Bim Meshicha." So that poses a problem. The Mishnah says, "Bei Magasa Niknas Bim Mesira." And Rashi said, "Why Bim Mesira? Because Meshicha is going to be Shalok Kedarkoi. So Meshicha wouldn't be Koyin." Now Rab goes ahead and he says, "Bei Magasa Niknas Bim Mesira." It's against the Mishnah. Ashkechinu L'Shmuel. Apparently, Rab passed away. Shmuel is still alive. So Shmuel met up with the students of Rab and he said, is that true that's what Rab said? He told the students, is it true what they told me that Rab said, isn't it against the Mishnah? Why is it a kash against the Mishnah? Because the Mishnah, the way Rashi interpreted the Mishnah, we permit Mesira is considered Achnos of the Shusai, because the Hagbah is not to be expected, it's too heavy, and the Mashiach is going to be Shaloi Kedarkai. So how can he say that Mashiach is good? So one kasha, number one, how does he disagree with the Mishnah? So yeah, okay, Rav Tanu Hu Palak, once in a while Rav disagrees, takes the liberty of disagreeing with the Mishnah. So he says, no, but over here, not only B'hanan Tanan, Rab used to say like that, Allah Almighty. Did Rab back out from his original position that he always used to say over this Mishnah? So the Gemara says, yes. Rab changed his mind. He used to say like the Mishnah, but Allah Almighty, he really passed like the other Tana, the Tanya. But Chacham, there's a third sheet that the Mishnah quotes only two sheetas. Then there's a third sheet of Chacham, Zuvizu, Niknas, B'mashiach, Abba, B'mashiach. And the Hemadaka is Niknus B'Mashicha. Means he can't expect of him that he should do Hakbar. The Tanakam in the Mishnah says, Behemagasa, you can't expect he's going to do a Hakbar. And Mashicha Shloike Darka. So therefore, we're Mekel to say Mesira is good. The Hadaka, Behakbar. But the Rab Meir and Rab Lezer, they say, Behemadaka, let him pick it up. It's not so difficult. Let him pick up the Behemadaka. Then you get to the price of a chacham amarim zuvzu niknas b'mshicha. No, mshicha is good both on a behema gasa and on a behema daka. You don't have to do hagbo on the behema daka. That's too much to be expected of him. So the make of the mshicha is good, and you say mshicha is good by behema gasa. It's not considered shaloi kedarka. It's not true. They're both points. Chacham amarim zuvzu niknas b'mshicha. Reb Shimon amarim zuvzu b'hagbo. Reb Shimon says everything is not true what you say. That we insist on Hagbah. Whenever you can do Hagbah, we insist. So you always need Hagbah. Even if you're kind of an elephant, you always need Hagbah. Frag the Gemara, really? Vaska Rav Yosef, Elamiyata, how are you kind of an elephant? What are you going to do a Hagbah? Pila Reb Shimon, Bamei, Yikne, how are you going to do a Hagbah? Amalei Abai, B'chalipin. Anacharam, you can't do Hagbah. You got to do Chalipin. Inami B'serches Mekoyne. Okay, B'serches Mekoyne, that's a Kinya Chotzer. That's a Kinya Chotzer. Kinyan Chotzer works not only if I own the Chotzer, even if I have it rented to me, also. What's a din if I have I rent an apartment from the landlord, and a Dabashal Hefka falls into the apartment. The golden bird that lays the golden egg flies over the field, and it lays a golden egg, and it's worth $5 million, and it falls into the field. So the landlord owns the karka, and the tenant rented the karka. So that's a machlekes Rashi and Tosis in the end of Bar Mitzvah Daf Kuf Beis. That's machlekes the Rambam and the Rai. But how to read the Gemara? Who's koine? Is the tfisas? It's a toss-up between the owner and the tenant. So who's the tfisas hachotzer koine for? Is it for the landlord or for the tenant? So I think the Rai would ask on the Rambam. How can the Rambam say that the landlord is koine? The Gemara said the Farish Tzerches Mekaymai. Gemara said the Farish. Let's say. The husband can give his wife a get even asam biyoda or bechatzera if the chatzah belongs to the wife, or if the husband is maskir one room in his house to his wife, then he can put the get in that room because the chatzah is chured to the wife. So how can the Rambam say that the chatzah has chured lacherim if a dov shel hefker falls in, the landlord is kainah? So how is the wife kainah to get when the husband puts in and the husband is the landlord? So you see that the tefisas hachotzer is on behalf of the tenant, not on behalf of the landlord. So the answer is, Sir Rav Soloveitchik said, the answer is, al pi pashtus, the tefisas hachotzer can be either for the landlord or for the tenant. If you're giving a get to your wife, it's not meaningful to say the chotzer is tefis the get for the husband. The husband's giving it to his wife. He's out of the running, so the chotzer is tefis for the wife. But if it's a davashal hefker, or if someone is makna something, if someone... The Gemara says, how are you kind an elephant? So the Gemara says, Sarkas Mekaimai. The elephant is in your rishus. I'll rent the rishus from you. So you don't say, the chotzer is tfisas hachotzer for you. No, you want to be maknet to me. So then we say, the chotzer is typhus for me. But if the dov shel hefker falls in, and it's a toss-up, is it typhus for the landlord or for the tenant? There it's a toss-up. Each one wants to be kind of the $1 million golden egg that the golden bird laid. So then the Rambam understood in the Gemara. That's machleg the Rambam and the Ravid. And Rashi and Tosfos, maybe you should say the tfisa of the landlord is stronger than the tfisa of the tenant. And dafka the landlord is kind of the kinyan chotzer. But if it's earmarked specifically for one person, it's a get that's intended for the tenant. The husband puts the get there. because the wife rented the thing, or someone is giving the asacheres makna, giving a matana to the tenant. So the landlord is not in the running. So then you say the chatzu is typhus for the tenant. You have to say it like that. So they raise the question, how are you kind of an elephant? The Bai says, b'chalipin. Inam ibsar has become with a kinyu chatzah. Fine. Chatzah askur is also good. Abzeir Omar, no. Maybe abor kelim amenichon tachas raglov, and you kind of with a kinyu chatzah. Chatzah is kind of not only if the chatzah is karka. Let's say I have my automobile parked in the street and somebody wants to sell me an esrig, and I say, let me make a kinyu, put it in my car. Puts it in the car, then he changes his mind. He says he's going to sell it to me for $50. After he puts it in the car, he wants to have a higher price. I said, no, it was kind of ready. You can't change the price. So the din is, Caleb Shalom, Konolam, Bechol, Machim, Sheish, Levishus, La'anicham. If I park my car in the middle of the street, middle of Amsterdam Avenue, you have no right to park your car over there. If it's a street, but you have a right to park on either side, or one side, alternate side parking, if you have a right to park your car there, then Caleb Shalad Makana Bahamak Mishalad. Let's say I'm walking, I'm wearing a jacket, and someone put something in my pocket. I say, put it in my pocket, I'll be kind of with a kinyu chatz. So that's Caleb Shaladam, Yesh Lubishlus Lanich. I have a right to walk in the street with my suit, with the pockets in it. This a new shaila. Caleb Shalakh Bishu Samlechev is that kind of not. What's the shaila? The whole basis of Kinyanim Mitaltalim is the Mitaltam leave the Rishus of the Makna and enters into Rishus of the Koina. That's what all the Kinyanim are. Hagbo and Meshicha and Chotzer and Yad, everything is Hachnosa Rishus of Koina. But first the premises has to leave the Rishus of the Makna, has to leave the Rishus of Morikama before you consider it as if it entered the Rishus of the Koina. So that's a Diyun and Digmar. Kelu Shalakech, Rishus Amecher, is Kodalakech, Alok Kodalakech. We're talking if he gave him permission. If he didn't give him permission to leave it there, for sure it's not kaina. Kelev shalad and kana lo'anem b'chamachem sheish l'vishus la'anichan. But he did give him permission, and maybe he should say, never left the vishus of the makna. Because the kli is vishus. What does it help? The chayfetz ha'nikna is in the kli of the kaina, but the kli of the kaina is in the vishus of the makna. So ultimately, the chayfetz ha'nikna never left the vishus of the makna. So that's a machlokes, that's a deal. We pass nas a sveke de dina. So itafas leimapkin me. Whoever is muksag wins. The kelb shalakech b'shus samechem. So the Gemara says, Shabbos min. Oh, you're going to tell me the way to become an elephant is to put four kelim, and the moicher will give me permission to put the four kelim there, and I'll get the elephant to walk into those kelim. So the Gemara said, but that's questionable. Shabbos min. Oh, kelb shalakech b'shus moicher kona lakech, and that's a diun. That's a sveka the dina. Gemara says, no, hoch maskina b'simta. Maybe he'll make him a meshicha. And make a meshicha b'simto, or he'll put the kelim in the simto. Kelim shalakech b'shus ha-moicher is a deal. Maybe he never left the b'shus of the marakama. But kelim shalakech b'shus ha-simto, yesh le b'shus la'anicham. You can't have kelim ha-akain in the middle of the street, middle of the traffic street. Ain't le b'shus la'anicham over there. But b'simto yesh le b'shus la'anicham, and it's not b'shus ha-moicher, as you say, it never left the b'shus ha-moicher. Inami b'chavila izmar, as the Gemara says, or you can make hagboa with chavila izmar. So what is chavila izmar? So Rashi says you pile up chavila izmar, and you get the animal to walk on top. And the Rabbeinu Meshulam and Tosfos, apparently that's what the animal rabbi said, the zoo rabbi said, that elephants can't jump up. But he never, obviously Rabbeinu Meshulam never saw an elephant. He lived in France. So elephants don't jump. But if it would, the din is true, the metzias doesn't correspond to metzias. If you wave something on top of the elephant, on top of an animal, the animal jumps up, that's considered a hagbo. Hagbo, but the kar chacham yorboy is also a hagbo.
He's lifting his feet up onto you cause him to lift his foot up onto the, I can't lift him, but the feet up onto something else, that's not.
That is hagbo, yeah. If I have a pile of twigs. That's where Rashi learns. I get the elephant to climb on top of the thing. But the Rabbeinu Meshulam was bothered. Why does it say Chavila Zmaris? You should have said Avanim. A Gal Shal Avanim. So he says, no, Chavila Zmaris is Michael HaPil. That's what the pill, that's like ice cream. So if you wave it on top, the elephant will jump up in order to grab the ice cream. If elephants could jump, it would have been good. Okay.
How do we pass in terms of somebody's Socher and the
Dov Shal Hefka falls in? Don't remember. You got to look in the Chosh Mishpat.
Well,
What's the change between a meaning if I make an elephant walk up a hill? So that's not a kinyan kvod, is it?
I don't think so. It's still agabi karka. But if you have something on top of the karka.
So what defines something if I have a pile of rocks?
Mm-hmm.
Is that karka? Is it not karka? What makes the difference?
I think if I put the rocks there specifically, the rocks are not going to stay here permanently. Just the rocks are put there specifically to make a kinyan agbod. Then it's considered. The elephant is not either, however much you need, either one tefach or three tefachim above the ground. Rashi holds you need three tefachim because of lavud. And Taisus disagrees that one tefach is a lavach is only a din in mechitzas. But if it's, you're not talking about mechitzas, there's no din of lavud. Yeah. If you plan on leaving it, it becomes bottled to the karka, yeah.
Does it mean that the elephant causes the elephant to eat his maris, let's say he goes up in a tree, puts the branches down, but the elephant can't jump, but the elephant can reach it now. Yeah, is that considered a kinyan? In other words, what happened? I put the vegetation, he pushes down. So the elephant can pull it down with his trunk. The elephant can't reach it, but he can reach it now because the man is pushing down the...
Lowering the chavilah's maris, yeah. So where's the hagbah?
Now the elephant goes up. He puts up his head.
But his feet are still on the ground. Nah, that's not a hagbah. You have to have the whole chayfetz has to be mugbah.
So the whole thing, what if just the back two, what if the front two feet go up and the back two feet stay on the ground? That I think elephants can do.
Yeah, they
walk.
Yeah, I think elephants do that.
Are you going to half a chayfetz b'hagbor?
Or half
hagbor. I don't remember. You have to look in the first parak in Bava Metzia. Maybe the Gemara talks about that. Can you kind of half of a chayfetz b'hagbor? The part of the elephant that didn't pick up, that you're not kind of. The question is, does it make sense to say it can kind of half a chavitz bagwa?
Like the grain that you push, one part of the grain
around
like that.
What about
aspasta? No, they had that child that if you pull part of it, it drags the other part.
Don't know. Got a chazwal adinim of kinyan. I don't know. Shine. So this is a famous topic. Okay, Shine. What's the next Mishnah? There's an institution of Kinyan Agav. Where is it? What's the mocha for Kinyan Agav? What's the mocha for Kinyan Agav? Well, first it says, Nechosim Sheish Lam Achrayis, that means karka, is nicknames b'kesef or b'shtar or b'chazoka. Sheish Lam Achrayis means metaltalim, ain't a nickname elabim mishicha. That's a takonim of the Rabbanim in Dvar Torah Moes Koines. It's only with the Rabbanim we pass like Rabbi Yechon. It's only with the Rabbanim that Mashiach and Agbo work. Chos and Shein HaMachrayis, Niktim L'chos Shein HaMachrayis, Kesef B'shtar B'chazok. That's Kinyan Agav. So Agav, the Gemara says, is based on the Pasuk in Dibri HaYomim. That's the last five lines on the Omud. Minani Mili, so because it's in Dibri HaYomim, that's why it's a Machloikis and Taisvis, whether it's a... So the Tosis in Baba Kama holds that Kinyan Agav is only the Rabbanim. And the Tosis in Kiddushin earlier held that Kinyan Agav was the Raisa. Where was the Tosis? I forgot already. Rabbi Kivega pointed out that the Tosis in Kiddushin contradicts the Tosis in Baba Kama. Hey, Yom Aleph. Hey, Tosis in Baba Kama, right. Tosis here at Hey, Yom Aleph holds that Agav is the Raisa. And Rabbi Kivega points out to look at the Tosfos Bava Kama Daf Yud Beis. The Tosfos has a whole interpretation in the Gemara. The Gemara there has a machlokes hamaroim, whether Avodim had the same din as Karka or not. Of course, Avodim hukshu l'karkos, but they didn't know that. Avodim hukshu l'karkos. So why is there room to have a machlokes? So Tosfos says there in Bava Kama, Avodim hukshu l'karkos is for dinim deraisa. And there's no me'ilu b'karkoes, and which kinyonim work for karkoes, whatever works, and there's no din of shomrim on karkoes, no din of aino on karkoes, whatever karka has a different din from metaltalim, So avodim have the same din as karkos. But if you talk about a din de rabbanon, so that's a shayla haknes avodim hukushul lekarkos. That's a din de rabbanon. There's no hekesh. So that was the machlokes samaraim. She did say called the tikkun rabbanon came there. I said tikkun even with respect to the din of the rabbanon, also avodim hukushul lekarkos or not? Yeah. And what was the maskana? That not. That only been again to dinim deraisa abanim hukshal kakos. Been again to dinim derabanim abanim and not hukshal kakos. So what are the dinim that the Gemara spoke about over there? That they say that abanim lo hukshal kakos respect to dinim derabanim. So one din was a prusbul, and kaisim a prusbul el ala karkos. A prusbul, we know, is a takana derabanim. That's the question, is that really true? Taisis and Hashaleach in Gitna has an opinion that prusbul works on the level of deraisa. The Mishnah says Hillel Hiskin Prusbul. Hillel made a takana, the Rabbanon Hiskin. So he says just like Rabbi Yechim Azaka made 9 takanas, his Bez made 9 takanas. The Gemara says one of them is not really a takana, the Rabbanon. Sheyehayim Hanef Kulay Asu, the day of Tenufa Sa'omer, you're not allowed to eat Chodesh all day long. So the Gemara says that's really a din deraisa, because it says Lech Mekalu Kamala Sochlu Aretz Amayamazeh Aritzuma Shol Yom. Ad v'ad bechlal, Eitzuma Shel Yom is the daytime, Ad v'ad bechlal till the end of the first day, till the end of the first day of Chol HaMoed Pesach. So the Gemara says that that's really a din d'oraisa, it's not a din d'rabbanan, but it's listed as one of the 9 takonis of Rabbi Yechma Zaka. And the Gemara says, Dorash v'hiskin. Hiskin doesn't always mean they made a takonin. Hiskin sometimes means they publicized a din d'oraisa. So Tosis claims there in Hashaleach, same is true regarding Prusbul. Hillel, Hiskin, Prusbul means he publicized a din deraisa that was not well known before. No one ever knew it before. Most of the Rishonim don't agree with that Tosfos. Most of the Rishonim say that Moses Teresa with the Bezin is a din deraisa. Prusbul is a fake. Prusbul is not really Moses Teresa with the Bezin. I declare as if I was Moses Teresa with the Bezin, and I'm going to represent the Bezin to go collect from the Leiter. So the whole thing is a fake on the level of deraisa. Rashi has the third opinion. And even Moshe Shterosu Lebezin Eina Mishamad, that din is also only by the Rabbanim. Everything is only by the Rabbanim. Like the Tosfos and Hashaleach holds that everything is deraisa. Moshe Shterosu Lebezin is deraisa, and Prusbul is also deraisa. When it says Hillel Hiskin, Prusbul means Dorash V'Hiskin. He publicized the din. And most assume the middle Shita. Moshe Shterosu Lebezin Eina Mishamad, that's a din deraisa, and that Prusbul is considered a form of Moshe Shterosu Lebezin, that's only a din deraisa. So what are the 3 dinim nachama in Baba Kama Dafyud Beis Amar Aleph? Tosfos claims that the machlokes hamaroim was what the avodim have a din of karka, but again the dinim there. Avodim miskana was they do not have a din of karka. What are the 3 dinim there? So the one din is in kosev a prusbul el ala karka. The second din is when you get to kinyan agav, kinyan bikoine mitaltalim agav ebeknaini. I'm going to sell you an ebeknaini and mitaltalim. So they say Abonim Hukshul Karkos, even when you get to dinner Abonim, that you can be Makne Metaltalim Aga Bebet Kanaini, or not, so we pass not. Even though Abonim Hukshul Karkos, it's a dinner Abonim. And the third din, whether Abonim Nigvim, whether Goyvim in Ha Yisoimim from Abonim. The din is, the Gemara distinguishes, that you can only be kind of. If a man borrowed money and he dies, so you can collect from the Yorshim only karka. You can only collect the karka. So what about, can you collect from avodim? You say avodim hukshul karkos, and you can't collect from avodim anat. The Gemara says you cannot collect. Why? So Tosfos says because the Gemara is assuming that shibura lav deraisa, the ability to collect from the Yorshim, whenever the loiva died, is only midirabonim. So since shibura, Tosfos paskens there, Shibura lab deraisa. That's a big machlekes. The Gemara machlekes in the Shach and the Choshe Mishpat and Siman Lamed Tes. He quotes a long arichas marocha mul marocha. He quotes 10 rishonim paskan alach lamaisa shibura deraisa. 10 rishonim paskan shibura lab deraisa. So that Tosfos is one of the mandarmim. That Tosfos Mavakama Dafi Beisam Ram says the Gemara quoted 3 cases where there was a question whether Avodim have a din like karka, and a common denominator is that all the 3 cases are dealing with din of the Rabbanon. Prusbul is only a takon of the Rabbanon. That's how the Tosfos Bava Kama holds, not like that funny Tosfos, and nobody remembers that Tosfos in Hashalech. But it's a beferish of Tosfos. Tosfos has the shita that Prusbul works minat Torah, and the Hiskin means Dorash v'Hiskin. There's such a funny Meiri also in Brachas, at the end of the second pair. Mar talks about Takonas Ezra, that a Balkari is not allowed to daven, not allowed to learn, unless he goes to the mikveh. So the Gemara says in the later generations that Tanoim did away with that Takonas Ezra. And they said that Balkari is permitted to learn Torah even if he doesn't go to the mikveh. So the Rishonim ask a kasha and bez niochel about the divit bez nachvel and can go to the menem b'chach me'minyan. When the later Tanoim repealed this enactment of Yeshua ben Nun, they felt that they were greater b'chach me'minyan than Yeshua ben Nun, that they had the right to repeal the takana that's a pella. So they give different answers. They saw that it wasn't like Pashto b'Yisrael. They saw it was too difficult. People weren't observing it, so that's why they repealed it. Maybe Melechatchila when Yeshua ben Nun made the din the Rabbanu that you have to go to mikveh before you learn. Maybe he built in a clause that if they'll want to repeal it, they should have the right to repeal it. And then the Miri comes up with a different answer, that it was never a takana says, it wasn't a takana the Rabbanu. The Gemara says Ezra made 10 takanas, 9 are the Rabbanu and 1 is their Isa. How do you call it a takana? So it's just like the Gemara said, Yom Tenufa Saim, Yom Hanef Kula, Yasa Bachilo. And the Gemara said, that's a din deraisa, it's not a din derabbanon. So why do you call it takana Rabbi Yechem HaZakai? Dorash V'Hiskin, he publicized the din deraisa. So here also, Ezra held that this was a din deraisa, that Yom, how does the Pasuk say? You should learn Torah. What does it say? Yeah, Yom Shemata, just like Malahan Beimah Bir Beresah Zavizir, just like at Maimon HaSinai, all the people had to go to mikveh in advance. The Balkari wasn't allowed to participate. That's Beverish and the Pasuk. So too, throughout all the future generations, whenever you're learning Torah, you have to go to mikveh in advance. So Ezra meant it as a din deraisa. So whenever you have a din deraisa, the din of Gadol B'Chachmim doesn't apply. If a later bezin disagrees, and the drasha subsukim, they have a right to disagree. Ein lecha l'shefet shebi amecha, Yiftach b'dorah kishmul b'dorah. Yiftach was as great as Shmuel. You don't have to be Gadol. You don't have to be greater b'chachma v'minyan. That's a beferish of Yerushalmi. The only time you require Gadol b'chachma v'minyan is if you want to repeal a rabbinic enactment. They made a takana of the Rabbanu, you want to repeal it. But if you're arguing how to read a pasuk in Chumash, even if you're not greater, you have to be entitled to an opinion. You have to be a mandama. But if you're entitled to an opinion, then you have the right to disagree. Yishalmi says at the beginning of Shvius, and the first Mishnah in Shvius, the Rosh and the Rash, and the all the Rishonim on the first Mishnah in Shvius, Koti Yishalmi, that in the days of Bishil and Meshamai, Bizman Abayis, they made a din of Tosefes Shvius. Then in the days of Rabbi Gamliel, a few generations later, days of Rabbi Gamliel, they did away with the whole din of Tosefes Shvius. So Yishalmi asks, how can they abolish? Why Rabbi Gamliel, who Bezdina thought that it's greater than the Bisham and the Bezillel, B'chochma V'min, that he can heal their rabbinic enactment? The Bishami answers, no. When the Bisham and the Bezillel introduced Tosefes Shvius, they held that it's a din deraisa. They based it on Psukim. Rabbi Gamliel disagreed. He said, the Bishami's lashon is B'shoshe Osru Lamikro Samchu, B'shoshe Itiru Lamikro Samchu. They were arguing, how do you darshan the Psukim? So that you don't need Gadol B'chochma V'minyan. It's only needed if you want to repeal a din derabbanan. Yeah, so that's the Tosfos in Bava Kamma. That's the Tosfos that Rabbi Kevega is mitzayin. But our Tosfos here in Kiddushin, Daf Hem and Aleph, holds that Agav is their ice. How can it be Dibre Term Dibre Kabbalah Le'afina? You're learning out the whole source, it's only a pasuk in Dibre Yomim. So the answer is, in Dibre Yomim, it says that they had this practice, they did it. It doesn't say, Koyam Arashem, this is the din. He's not saying this is a din. He's describing the Melech gave matonis, v'itlem avien matonis, the Melech gave matonis to his children, metaltalim agav karka. So you see that there must have been such a kinyan. So the Gemara assumes that it was a kinyan deraisa. Not that they invented it in the days of the Melech, in the days of Dirayam, days of Yehoshaphat, he says. The Pasuk is just telling you a story, because that was a practice that existed from a long time before. So if you hold that that Agav is really a din deraisa, so what is the Gemara in Bava Kamma talking about? What was the whole machlekes on the three cases where the Avadim Huksha Lekakos? Of course Avadim Huksha Lekakos. So that's where Rav Soloveitchik used to be fond of saying over the Shachan Choshen Mishma, so I think in Simen Tzadikei, quotes the Ravid Shita, the Ravid's Pshat and Ad Gemara. So the Ravid says, Karka versus metaltalim is one issue. Nechosim sheishal machrayis versus nechosim shem machrayis is a different story. Eved is iskish lekarka. So whenever there's a din that karka was nismayit, so avonim hukshu lekarkois, they have the din like karka. So einish boim ala karkois. And which kinyonim work? Kinyoni karka work on it every knaini. And there's no din meila on karka. There's no shomrim, don't din shomrim on karka. Fine. But if you have a din that depends on the chosim sheish lamachrayis, on real estate, real estate is real estate. You don't see how bottom hush of the karkos they're considered real estate. So that gemara in Baba Kama, daf Yud Beis Amar Aleph, the gemara has a machloikas, and we pass on abodim, on that hush of the karkos, but get to the three dinim, because those three dinim don't depend on karka versus metatlim, those three dinim depend on the chosim sheish lamachrayis, real estate, as opposed to nichse denaydi. So that's why the loshen of the Mishnah is different. Nechosim she'en lamachrayis niktem nechosim she'esh lamachrayis because of b'shtar chazoka. The Mishnah says that agav works if you mark the metaltalim agav real estate, not agav karka. So that's why by Eved it doesn't apply. The rabbi has another nafkamina. There's another case which dino ki karka, but it's called nechosim she'en lamachrayis. When is that? Let's say you have anovim ha'omdim libotzer. You have pears that are fully ripe, they're still attached on the trees, and it's time not to pluck them all off. So he says, "Mechubal karka dini kikarka." Says taka dini kikarka. But since it's anov mom nimli botzer, then everyone would agree that it's not called nechosim shleish lemachrayis. So that's how the rabbi explains the gemara in Ksubas. The gemara in Ksubas says, a man died and he owed a fortune of money to other people. So the bezin paskin that they have a right to collect from the peris that is still mechubar. The gemara said they have a right to collect from the Paris. Which Paris? What, the Paris that fell on the ground, Paris that already fell off of the apples that fell off from the tree, that's metaltal the asma lo mishtab. The Gemara says, no, the Paris are still attached to the tree. The Gemara said, what does it help? Since it's amidli botzer, kol amidli botzer kibitzuris damyan. What do you mean, amidli botzer? That's a machlegis hatanam. We don't pass like that. So some Rishonim safe. And this Gemara, you see that we pass like Rav Meir. Then anav mam then the batzer is kibitzuris damya, and the rabbit says no, it doesn't mean anything. The din that you have a right to collect from the yisoimim from karka, not from metaltalim. What's the difference between karka metamsa din of karka versus metamsa din of the chos mesheish lamachray? It's real estate. The malbe is soimich das on the chos mesheish lamachray is because metaltalim can always hide. It can get lost. Someone can steal it. It can get destroyed. Karka, they use the melitza, or it's li'al manbonis. The karka is always going to remain there. Sometimes the house can burn down, but that's unusual. So usually the karka is as strong as michas dat. That's why you can collect from the karka. So that's what the Gemara says. If it's imidli botzer, the guy's about to harvest the pears any second, any day now. Is going to. So how can you say that there's an ikas michas das on that? You can't collect from the pears that are omnimli botzer. Even if they didn't fall off yet, the Oymed Libotzer is called Mechuba Lekarka Dineke Karka, but it's not called Nechosim Sheish Lamachrayis. Then the third din was Benegiat the Prusbel, Enkosim Prusbel. Why is Enkosim Prusbel Ala La Karka? Also because Karka is considered in a certain sense Kegobi Domi. If all you have is Metatlam, is not Kegobi Domi, but Karka is considered Kegobi Domi because it's real estate, because he can't hide it. And Yochel HaVrichim and Yochel HaLimim. So the rabbi learns a whole different shot. Why the Gemara had this shana? Yeah, in Chayshim Mishpat, Rabbi Kevege quotes the Taisvis. He thinks that we pass on like the Taisvis. That when you get to all the end of the Rabbanon, we should say that Abadim are not Hukshul Karkos. The Hekesh between Eben and Karkos is only when you get to Dinim Derais, and that when you get to Dinim Derabbanon. So he says, therefore, he quotes the Tshuva Sefer. You have a Mishnah in Gittin that there's a takana that cotton shigil on is a putus mikra mekach memker memka bimetaltalim. A cotton whose father died and they didn't get appointed apotropos for him, so he has to make a living somehow. So what's he going to do? So he's going to make Kool-Aid, he's going to sell it on the corner. But how can he sell Kool-Aid? He's a lab badas. The Rambam starts off perkhof test. So how can he sell anything? So that's the takana of the Rabbanon. If it's be metaltalim, mikro mekach mem kere memka be metaltalim, be karkanat, because they can, it may not, the kid is a little kid, he's before bar mitzvah, he's only 10 years old, 8 years old. He may not understand the value of real estate. He'll think that it's worth $100, worth $100 million. May not understand how much it's worth. So they, even after he's a bar mitzvah, so we don't let him live. If the kid is bar mitzvah and his father died, he doesn't have the ability to sell the karka that he got to Yerusha from the father. If the kid made so much money from selling his Kool-Aid, from delivering papers, that now he buys real estate and he wants to sell it, so then you let him sell it if he's a bar mitzvah already. But limka minichse yaviv, the sell a karka that he got b'yushim from the father, she ed ben esrim. We wouldn't allow him to sell it to even b'yavid, it would be not valid. The mechir would not be valid. Until he reaches the age of 20, we assume once he reaches the age of 20, he'll understand to ask other people what the value of the karka is. Man will be able to figure it out on his own, ask other people. So that's what the... So the three dinim that the Gemara mentioned, that avodim are not dinim kekarka, one is the prusbol and one is ligvus min hayisaimim, that ain't goyvim, even though you can collect karka from the yisaimim, for the father's debt, he came and talked to the yasmi, lo mishtabdi lamachayiv. So what's the din of avodim? So avodim ahukshu lekarkoes, but it's still the ikas michas das of the malve. It's not on the avodim, because avodim are not the chosim sheish lamachrayis. Real estate is called Chosim Sheish Lamachrayis. So all the three dinim in the Gemara, the din of Prusbol and the din of Goyvim Min Avadim and the din of Kinyan Agav is formulated in Mishnah using the expression Chosim Sheish Lamachrayis Nikim in the Chosim Sheish Lamachrayis. They didn't say Metatlam is Nikna Agav Karka. They didn't say the way we say. We say Bikitsa, but that's not accurate according to the Rabbi. It's not Metatlam Agav Karka, it's that's a Kitzer. What it really, the din really is you're selling the chosim sheish lamachrayis, agav the chosim sheish lamachrayis.
Can you be makla agav and not
snokum? I think the Gemara says that you can.
How's the rabbi going to say that, Gemara?
I don't know. That's a good kasha.
It's not metal.
No, but you treat it like karka. You treat it like karka, that you can be makla metal from agabo. But the whole thing, you can throw the whole thing into the river. The whole thing is not meant nothing. Garnish me garnish. Why is that useful for Agav? I think it's a Gemara that is good for Agav. I have to check. I don't know. That's a good kasha. Fine. So that's the Mishnah.
If a person has a nursery with Atzis Lakov, that would not be considered then. Of course, as far as this is concerned, if you can throw more lives, a million parts.
That's he's asking that. Yeah. I think the din is that it is good for Kinyan Agav. I think he can sell Metatlam Agav and Atzitz Nakov. You have to look there in the Gemara and Gittin. The Gemara tells you all the differences between Atzitz Nakov and Atzitz Nakov. I think the Gemara says that it is din of Kikarka and Get Agav. So that's a kasha on the right. I don't know. That's a good kasha. Fine. And then the Gemara has, just like there's a din of Kinyan Agav, so too there's a din of Gilgal Shvua. This din there, I say Nish by Malak Harkoes, but if you got stuck in the middle of a case and the Bezin sent since the guy's Moedim Mitzas, he has to swear a Shvua der Isa. So once he's Muhiv to swear a Shvua der Isa, the Toveya has the right to say, I want you to swear on a case that came up 3 years ago between us, and at that time you didn't have to swear, because it was karka inish by malakarkos, but now that you have to swear on today's case, on the metal claims, I want to be megalgal on you, you should swear on the other case as well. So Gilgal Shvua is an institution there, Isa, learned that from the Parsha of Soito. That's really a Shvua of Isa the Heta, it's not really a Shvua of Dini Mamas, but that's the Gemara's Bokar. The husband is choshed his wife business, and kinilov in Istra, and she's asur elabayla because raglaim, the dog Mishari kinilov in Istra. So then it says, "V'yamr ha'isha amenamei." There must be a her. The kohen says the text of the shvua. She says amen twice. What do you say amen twice? In Shulchan Aruch it says that when somebody hears a bracha, you should only say amen once. If you say yeah, yeah, if you say yes twice, sometimes sounds like no, or no, no, sometimes sounds like yes. So in Hilchas Gittin it says when you ask the sefer, did you write the get lishma? You ask the Edom, did you sign the chasimus lishma? So they should answer yes or no with one word. If they say yes, sometimes yeah. It depends on the inflection. Sometimes it has the connotation of no. We say no. Sometimes the connotation of yes. So you should only say once. So what is the other Hebrew? Amar ha'isha amen, 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 amen. If you say it in the wrong inflection, she says yeah. I mean, she's not swearing. Do you swear? Yeah. So it means she's not swearing. So what does it say? Amen miza, amen miish acher. The Gemara says, amen, amen, is a Gilgal Shvuah, that she's swearing. Not only shaloi satisi with this man, that the husband was choshed her business. Let's say the husband is choshed her business from someone else, but it wasn't nistera with him. She was only nistera with this person. But once the husband has his wife in this headlock over here, then she has to swear a shvuah. When you get to the one shevikinel of inistra with respect to that man, so then he can make a swear that she wasn't mizana with any other person either. So that's the original Gilgal Shvuah, is the pasuk that says amen, amen. The Gemara learns out from there. That's a question. How can you learn out mamona miyisura lo yafina? We usually have a klal that in halacha there are three different categories. You see, sevehet and this tumah v'tara. And there's dini mominus.
Shvuah
mishvuah, but the shvuah as hadayonim is a dini mominus dika shvuah. It's not an isa v'heta dika shvuah. That's a problem. How do you learn out Gilgal shvuah deraisa by a dintura mominus from Gilgal shvuah by Omer ha'ish amein amein? What kind of a mamatzinu is that? That's a pella, but that's what the Gemara learns out. The Pashtas and Gemara, the Gilgal shvuah is a real din deraisa. Gilgal Shvuah is a real din d'oraisa. So what does the Gemara say? First, the Gemara says, how do you know that Kesem Shtar Chazokah Akoneh by Karka? Because Kesem Minolan, because it says, Tadus by Kesem Yiknu, the Jews will go into Golas, they go to Babel, and they should buy fields, they should buy houses and fields over there. They're going to be there for 70 years. They're not going to succeed in getting back within the 70 years. They should buy houses and fields. But they were shtar also. Maybe I should tzaddik a shtar. Maybe need shtar with the kesev because of a sevi of a chasom. Void all of Edom. So Gemara says no. Iksev yiknu lebisof. If would say sodas by kesev, it wouldn't say yiknu. Yitnu kesev abu sodas because of a sevi of a chasom. Yiknu, then you can say kedikarmit that you need both kesev. And star abahashter siv yiknu meikar sodas v'kesev yiknu. So it sounds like you're kind already. Kesev kani. The star is only a star I be almu. Wow, star is only a star I be almu. So the din is that kesev is kind. Without star. Omar Rav Lo Shana Makom Shen Kesev Nesar Star. If the meaning of Makom is that they can buy a karka be kesev. So then it works. Avol, however, makam shekoyis min esal shtar. If the meaning of makam is that everybody writes a shtar, so what does it help that the guy paid me $5 million to buy this big building that I have in the middle of Manhattan? But since the meaning of din is that everybody writes a shtar, so it's whatever's the meaning of din is considered kilu hisnu. And if you make a kinyan kesef and you say, but I don't want this kinyan to be kaina, I only want the shtar to be kaina. Nisht is nisht. So if you say you don't want it to be kaina, so it's not kaina. So, b'makom shekoyis min esal shtar, so the minig is, and the minig ha'makom is considered as if they said it. As if they said, we don't want the kesef to be koine. So, you're only koine when you write to shtar. Then you're only koine when you write to shtar. That's what the Mephoshim say. Rashi HaChumash, I think, quotes a Medrash. That Moshe Rabbeinu smashed the luchas. Different, the Beis Halevi says a different opinion that he smashed the luchas or he dropped the luchas. They became so heavy. He was carrying down the luchas and they were hollow. There were holes all over the place because mizeh mizeh hem ksuvim. But then as he was coming down, he saw them dancing around the Egel Azov. So he had such a chalish adas. So all the osiers flew out. The osiers flew out. So it's solid rock. He has no osiers. So the whole thing is solid rock. So it's too heavy to hold. That's what the Beis Halevi writes on Chumash. He thinks it's a machlekes hatanoi. Just like you have a machlekes in halacha, so sometimes you have a machlekes in agada, how to understand the psukim machlekes, whether Moshe Rabbeinu smashed the luchas on purpose or he dropped it because it was way too heavy. So the Rashi and Chumash is commenting within that opinion. Moshe Rabbeinu smished the luchos. What did he have in mind? He wanted to save Bnei Yisrael. So Rashi gives a mashal. Rashi quotes a medrash. Gives a mashal. The king was away for a week, and then he comes back to his kingdom. He comes back to the palace, and he hears that one of his wives had an affair with someone else. So right away he divorces the queen, and she starts saying, "I'm innocent." And then no, doesn't listen. He divorces the queen. Then he makes a whole investigation. Comes out it wasn't the queen. It was one of the pilakshim was mezanim. So he apologized to the queen. He said, "Okay, let's get married again." He gives her the same ksuba that he gave her originally. So the oyev shalom melech says, "Is that fair? You mevaza the wife shaloi kedin. You want to take her back again? You have to give a double ksuba because you had no right to be mevaza. She wasn't the one." So that's why the Ribbono shel Olam said, "Anochi Hashem Elokecha." Then he sent us into Golos. He got rid of us. And then he's going to take us back. He's going to have to give us double ksuba. Anochi, anochi, hu menachemchem. Instead of once anochi, it's going to be twice anochi. Anochi, anochi. So the Medrash says that's what motivated Moshe Rabbeinu to smash the luchas. The Ohavo Shel HaMelech didn't want the queen to get the death penalty. I think it's all in Rashi, no? So Rashi goes to Medrash. The Ohavo Shel HaMelech ripped up the ksuba. So the queen won't be married, so she doesn't deserve the death penalty. So Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want Bnei Yisrael to be punished like an Eshes Ish Hazin, so we're worshipping Avodah Zarah. So he smashed the luchas. So is that taka the din? If you rip up the ksuba, so the kedusha not chal. No, there is no such thing. I'm married for 50 years, and you rip up the ksuba, so she's not married. I mean, you can't prove that she's married. Everybody knows we're married for 50 years. What does it mean? So that's some of the Chassidish Rebbe to say the pshat is. I don't remember who. Just remember, my father had these for him in the house.
The first pshat he said that he fell by.
No, that was
Beis HaLevi.
No, Beis HaLevi said that's a
machlokes
satanoi. Ohavo shel melech. Ohavo shel melech. So one of the Chassidish Rebbe says that b'makom shekoyis v'nis ashtar, then you're not koyne b'kesef. So since the minhag ha'makom is that under the chuppah we give a ring, and then we say harev mekudesh esli, that's kesef. But the minhag everybody gives a ksuba, so the kiddush kesef is not chal until you give the ksuba. So if your guy's going to rip up the ksuba before he delivers it, so the ksuba is makev. So even though there was already a kiddushin, but since the Oyev Shel Melech rips up the shtar before they give it to the Isha, not after 50 years of marriage. They rip up the ksubi before it's delivered, so that's why the Makom Shekoyis V'nis Hashtar, there's no smichas das until you actually deliver the shtar. In the Aseres Adibas, the luchas, that was the shtar, or that was the kesef. Usually you say that was the kesef kiddushin. Chassidish Avot, okay. Yeah, but Makom Shekoyis V'nis Hashtar, whenever you have a minhag ha'makom is considered kilu hisna. That's all over like that. That's a Mishnah in Aseches Ha'umnim, I think, Aseches Ha'Pelim. It says in the Mishnah that the workers have to work from Alos HaShachat till Tzeis HaKachavim. So let's say I hire a worker and I say, I'm going to give him $3,000 a week. He works the whole week. Comes the end of the week, he wants his $3,000. I say, but you didn't work from Alos HaShachat till Tzeis HaKachavim. So he said, I never heard of it. What do you mean? He works from 9 to 5. Everybody works from 9 to 5. That's the minhag ha'makom. He says, I don't know minhag ha'makom. And Shulchan Aruch says, based on Baruch HaNafshi, Yeti Adam Al-Falav, Al-Avdo'asai Ad-Yorev, you got to work from Alos HaShachat Til Tzeis HaKacham. So the Mishnah says, the din should have been Hamoitzim Machaber Olav Arayim. That if the poel wants to get paid his salary, the burden of proof is on him. He has to prove that he's entitled to get the money, even though he didn't follow what the din is. But the din is that minig oikah halacha, since the minig amakam is that everybody just works from 9 to 5, so the minig is considered kilu hisnu, and if they would have made it tonight, then kol tanai shem mamon is good. So if they would have made it tonight, all you have to do is work from 9 to 5 and I pay you $3,000 a week, then you're entitled to get all of the money. So that's what the Gemara has in different places, we say. Whatever is the minig amakam is considered kilu hisnu. So whatever one could have made a tanai on, so the minhag ha'makom is considered as if they did make a tanai. Makom shekoyis v'nis ashtar lo kana. Be parish, but the Binning Amachon Sinek Kilo Hisnu. But if he says Beferish not so, I want to be kind of a Kesef. Irregardless, irrespective of the minigam, he parish. He says Beferish, I want to be kind of a Kesef. It's kind of a Kesef. Doesn't matter what the minigam Amachon is. All the Ravidi Barovin, he's of an Aram and Easter Sol Karka. He used to say, Bina Bekaspe Ikne, Bina Bishtor, when he would buy Karka. He would say, I'm going to be decide later. I'm making in your kesef and a kinyan shtar, whichever I want to my benefit. That's the one. Ibina b'shtar ikni, ibina b'kasb ikni, ibisa lemeda lamatzisa adrisa. You can't back out after you do the kesef. Ibina b'shtar ikni. If I want to back out, I have a right to back out till the shtar. So if you say b'ferish, I want to be kind of b'kesef, is good. You say I want to, I'll decide later which one I want. Also, you have a right to make such a tonight. Okay, b'shtar. How do you know shtar works? So the Gemara says from that parsha in Yirmiyah. Yirmiyah, I never told them they're going to be sent into Golas Bavel, and they better buy homes there. Homes and fields. Kasma Sefer Chasam, Hoyreidim. Yeah, so you see that shtar is good. Shregi Gemara, he just said that's a shtar raya. That's not a shtar kinyan. So he says, no, there's another pasuk there. When Yirmiyah Novi bought the field from his cousin in city Anasas, it says, Vekecha Sefer HaMikneh. Sefer HaMikneh is a shtar kinyan, not a shtar raya. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow, we haven't learned too much Gemara. Too much celebrating. So maybe, what do you say, we should learn Gemara for tomorrow? Easy Gemara here. Let's learn a little Gemara for a change. Okay, good. If you rip up the ksuba, then the Kenyan kesa, the Kiddushi kesa is not chal. Because Mamakshin's Kesef is Ashtar, so the Umden is that you don't want to be kind of a Kesef until you write the Shtar.
Some
Chesedishim. Maybe it's
correct.
Yeah,
I was wondering about the Rebbe. Yeah, yeah.